Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here now with the Midday Interview. I have a wonderful crowd of very talented people in our small studio here at WHQR. We're going to be hearing all about Cape Fear Theater Arts, which is part of City Stage. They have three summer shows they're putting on, and the first one opens next Thursday night at 8 o'clock at the Cameron Art Museum. The show is called All Night Strut. And here to tell us about it are Deborah Gillingham, who is the director and choreographer. She is actually also an actress and singer who will be part of the show. And Chiaki Ito, the musical director, is here. She may or may not speak. She's having a fabulous radio anxiety attack, but I think we'll probably make her speak. Yes. And then we also have five wonderful singers here in the studio as well that will be giving us a bit of a sampler of the marvelous sounds that you can hear over two weekends starting next Thursday night at the Cameron. So first of all, welcome to all of you. I'm so glad you could come.
Hi, Jamila.
I love that. I feel like a teacher. Good morning, class. That's great. All right. So, Deborah Gillingham, first of all, tell us about All Night Strut.
Well, it's really just a visitation back to the music from the 30s and 40s, and it covers all different kinds of styles, you know, jazz and blues and romantic ballads and big swing band kind of tunes. So I think the audience is in for a real treat.
Now, tell me, it's not a show with a plot. It doesn't have an act one and two and three. It's really just lots of songs, great songs.
It is.
But is there a bit of a structure that kind of ties it together?
I think so. It's a visit back to the time period, and it reflects lots of different things through that time period. But as I've told other people that ask about the show that aren't familiar with it, it's really like a collection of short stories.
Ah.
So it's like you have a song, it says something, we flip the page, and we're off into another song. And so
great.
It'll be lots of little vignettes for the audience to enjoy. And we have fun performing them and telling all those different stories.
I believe it. Do you have a little bit of a minimal set, some costumes, some props, anything to help set the mood?
We do. It's actually written as what we call a microphone show. You know,
oh.
Like the singers in the 40s used to stand at the microphone with the big bands or with their small jazz ensemble and sing at the mic. So in that sense, it's a real challenge choreographically because you can't move around a whole lot except for maybe a few of the dance breaks. But it's fun working with the different styles and trying to incorporate that into the dialogue of the music.
All right. Let's talk about the band, Chiaki. Come on, step up and tell us who you are directing besides the singers. Who's in your band?
I've got my trusty drummer, Rob Murphy, and my trusty bass player, Brian Mason. And it's just going to be the three of us, kind of like a small jazz club trio.
Nice. That sounds good. And tell us some of the songs that we'll recognize.
Well, there's In the Mood. That's probably the most recognizable song. We've got Java Jive, Minnie the Moocher, Brother Can You Spare a Dime, Tuxedo Junction, Billy's Bounce, and the song we're going to sing, Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Well, let's do that. What do you think, guys? Are you ready?
Sure.
We're going to actually have a little sample now from All Night Strut. The singers you are about to hear are Shannon Playl, Joy Gregory, George Dombey, Eric Mosh, and Deborah Gillingham with a fabulous pitch pipe by Chiaki Ito. Now I got her laughing. She probably can't do the pitch pipe. Everybody take a nice deep breath, and we'll get ready to roll.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Yeah, yeah. Track 29. Well, you can give me a shine. I can afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got wife there, and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania Station about a quarter to four.
Read a magazine, and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner at the diner.
Nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blow and into the bar,
then you know the Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in.
Gotta keep it rolling.
Woo, woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
Chattanooga,
Chattanooga,
all aboard. Get aboard.
Chattanooga, choo-choo. Won't you choo-choo me home? Chattanooga, choo-choo.
That was great. Oh, my gosh. That's just one of the songs that will be in the show.
That's one of it.
Quite a group of singers you've got there. You guys sound wonderful together. Yeah.
Right.
Now, a lot of these folks you've seen on stage before in starring roles, and here they are all working together as a group to make a beautiful sound. And it's wonderful to have them in the studio today. You just heard Shannon Playle, Joy Gregory, George Dombey, Eric Mosh, and Deborah Gillingham. And Deborah is also choreographing and directing the show.
Correct.
And then Chiaki, of course, is the musical director. Now, Chiaki Ito and Justin Smith together have this wonderful series of things that are happening this summer, three summer shows through Cape Fear Theater Arts. This is the first one. It opens Thursday night at the Cameron Art Museum, and it runs next Thursday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. Then the following weekend, just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, again, 8 and 3. I'll tell you how to get the tickets, and then I want to ask a couple more questions. The tickets are through City Stage. You can call 910-264-2602 or go to citystagenc.com. Now, Chiaki, if you could tell us just briefly, what are the other shows coming up this summer? I know you've got them in your mind.
The second show we have is called The World Goes Round, and it's all of the songs of Candor and Ebb, songs from Chicago, Cabaret, New York, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. And the third show we have is called Songs for a New World, written by one of my favorite composers, Jason Robert Brown.
And I have seen that show when you did it before.
We did.
With Dana Harrison?
Yes.
Oh, and Jason Aycock, I remember, was
yes.
in that.
Yes.
Beautiful show.
Oh, it's gorgeous. The music is amazing.
Now, have you already cast these other two shows?
We cast the second show. We're in the middle of casting Songs for a New World right now.
All right. I bet some of these same singers will show up if they're available.
Hopefully.
I hope so, yeah. If you're just joining us, this is the Midday Interview here on WHQR. I'm talking with Chiaki Ito, musical director, and Deborah Gillingham, director and choreographer and actress and singer of a great show coming up in just a week called All Night Strut. So I'm not quite sure what else to ask you guys. Maybe let's have you sing a little bit more.
We do, but I also want to mention
that we
have one other cast member, Newland Parker. He's a little bit under the weather, so he couldn't be here with us today. So we really are six performers on the stage.
I've been worried about Newland all summer after he did La Cage aux Folles. I'm afraid being a dominatrix just kind of blew him out of the water for the rest of the summer. So he might still be recuperating from that show, which probably closed a month ago.
That's
so
correct.
Newland, if you're listening, you take really good care of yourself because we love you and we love your acting. We love your voice. He went all out. What
yes,
a trooper.
He did.
All right, would you guys like to do another song? And if so, tell me what it is first.
It's going to be Billy's Bounce, which is by Charlie Parker.
Wow, Charlie Bird Parker, thank you so much for that. We have a couple minutes left. Anything else you want to share with us about this show or about any of the other shows coming up this summer? Anybody step forward. You can talk about what's been challenging getting this show together, what's been fun.
Yeah. I think the hardest thing about this show is that everybody is in every single song. So once you're on stage, you're on the treadmill for 45 minutes singing really difficult four-part harmony. It's been like, okay, my brains are fried by the end of rehearsal, but it's really exciting to sing. And once you finally get it, it's just like magical. And we have a blast singing it all. So that has been challenging. And then this choreographer mad director came in and and does lots of and it's not big dance, but it's all very strictly choreographed in the style of the period. So trying to put all those different layers on is a real challenge for all of us. But it's really fun, and I think everyone will enjoy it. And I think that there are lots of composers that people, even if they don't recognize the songs, it includes Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren and Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway,
and a variety of others.
So there's lots of names that people will recognize.
All that great American songbook stuff.
It's good stuff.
Anybody else want to chime in and say anything? I'm looking at my singers, giving them the evil eye. They're smiling, but they're not stepping up. Okay, great. It just sounds like a wonderful show. It's called All Night Strut, directed by and choreographed by Deborah Gillingham. She's also in the show. Chiaki Ito and a little three-piece band. Chuck is the musical director, 30s and 40s standard classics in four-part harmony, including a lot of songs you'll know and maybe a few you don't know. You'll be hearing Newland Parker, Eric Mosh, George Dombey, Joy Gregory and Shannon Playle, and Deborah Gillingham as the singers. Hope you can make it. It starts next Thursday night at Cameron Art Museum, and the shows are at 8 on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. And then the following weekend, just Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, again, 8, 8, and 3. For tickets, 264-2602, that's City Stage, or you can go to citystagenc.com. What a treat to have you guys in the studio today.
Thank you, Jamila.
Yeah, thanks so much. This is WHQR.